Great. Okay, Julie, do we... So I want to call to order the public portion of the board meeting. This is December 17th, 2020. And before we get started, I just want to make sure that we have opened up the session to public members. So Julie, I'm going to wait for you to give me a thumbs up indicating that everybody's waiting has been added.
Yes, there's nobody left in the waiting room now.
Okay. Great. So welcome, everyone. I see you, Sherry, Amanda. Let's see. Who else is there? I think that's... And Jeff. See Jeff? Okay. All right. So we are back in public session, and we'll start. Do we need to do a roll call, Angie, for the record of who's all here?
Yeah.
Okay. So we'll go down and do a roll call. This is Nancy Young Oliver, board chair. Stu?
Yeah. Stuart Morris, board member.
Kimberly?
Kimberly Fast, executive director.
Scott?
Todd Wright, board member.
Joe?
Joe Sullivan, board vice chair.
Angie
Hunt, board legal counsel.
Raul
Bell, board member.
Jason?
Jason Robinson, board member.
Deanna?
Deanna Franco, public member.
Julie?
Julie Nadeau, board staff.
Jeremiah
Lepper, board staff.
Anthony
Trump, board staff.
Sherry?
Sherry McPherson, OSCPA staff, guest.
Amanda?
Amanda Fells, OAIA representative.
Great. And Jeff?
Jeff Dibble, guest.
Great. Okay, so I feel like I'm getting a little bit of echo. Okay. If you're not speaking, I'll ask you to go ahead and keep yourself on mute. And then if you have a question, since I can see your video and everything, if you'll just give me a hand wave, then I'll make sure that I call on you so that we can hear what you need. Jason, if I could get you to mute yourself. Great, thank you. Okay, next up is to hear motions in cases heard in executive session. So now Scott and Stu, I know that you'll be making the motions, so I'll ask you to take yourself off mute. And then for the vote, then y'all need to take yourself off of mute so we can capture the voting on those cases. And I think that's everything. We are being recorded, so if I didn't mention that earlier, I just want to mention that now. Okay.
Okay. I'm going to start with the investigative reports. They're not necessarily listed on the agenda, but I figured I would start with those versus the other closure items. So, in the matter of agency case number 19-009, I made a finding of insufficient evidence for a violation of OPO 101 Part 1 Part B.
I'll second the motion.
Any further discussion?
This matter has to do with whether there was a violation by a licensee. They had multiple failures of peer review multiple instances of peer review with results less than just pass.
Okay, further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor state aye for insufficient evidence. Aye.
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 Those opposed? Any abstentions? Motion passed.
In the matter of agency case number 19-039, I make a motion for finding of sufficient evidence for a violation of either ORF 673-820 Part 1 requirements for providing manifestation or compilation services,
Okay, Scott, further discussion?
Yes, this matter has to do with whether this individual issued reports that had language that was inappropriate for their level of licensing.
Okay, further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor for sufficient evidence, state aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Any abstentions? Motion is...
Deanna Franco, wait. Deanna Franco abstains from that.
Great, okay. Thank you, Deanna. I went a little too quick there. Okay, motion has passed with one abstention.
In the matter of agent case number 19-040, I make a motion for a finding of sufficient evidence for a violation of ORS 673.324, parent 12, use of terms certified public accountant.
I'll second it.
Okay, further discussion?
This matter has to do with whether the individual and the firm were appropriately licensed as Oregon restaurants.
Okay. Any further discussion? Okay, hearing none. For a vote of sufficient evidence, state aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Any abstentions? Motion is passed.
Further, in the matter of agent case number 19-040, I make a motion for a finding of sufficient evidence for violation of OIR 801-030-0020, parent 7, parent B, A, or communications.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, further discussion, Scott?
This particular allegation has to do with whether the individuals appropriately responded to correspondence from the board in a timely fashion.
Okay, any further discussion? Hearing none. For a vote of sufficient evidence, state aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Any abstentions? Motion has passed.
In the matter of agency case number 20-006, I make a motion for a finding of sufficient evidence for a violation of either and of a violation of OIR 801-020, parent 1, parent B, professional misconduct, and or OIR 801-020, parent 4, acting others, both 2019 editions.
I'll second the motion.
Okay. Further discussion, Scott?
This matter has to do with whether the licensees committed professional misconduct in their interactions with a client, whether they threatened to turn them into taxing authorities, and whether the principals of the firm reacted appropriately to the actions leading to the allegations that we're dealing with.
Okay.
I'll second the motion. I did that.
That's okay. Well, double second.
Okay.
Any further discussion? For a vote of sufficient evidence, state aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Any abstentions? The motion is passed.
In the matter of agency case number 20-014, I make a motion of a finding of sufficient evidence for a violation of OIR 801-020, parent 1, parent B, professional misconduct, 2016-17, 18, and 19 editions.
I'll second it.
Okay, further discussion, Scott?
This matter has to do with whether a licensee committed misconduct by practicing public accounting in Oregon without being appropriately licensed as a Oregon, registering and being licensed as an Oregon CPA.
Okay. Any further discussion? Hearing none, for a vote of sufficient evidence, state aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Any abstentions? Motion is passed.
In the matter of agency case number 20-028, I make a motion for finding of sufficient evidence of violation of ORS 673.320, parent 3, regarding acting as CPA.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, further discussion?
This matter deals with whether an individual continued to practice as a CPA with a lapsed license.
Okay, any further discussion? Okay, for a vote of sufficient evidence, state aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Any abstentions? Motion has passed.
In the matter of agency case number 20-028, I find a motion for a finding of sufficient evidence for a violation of OAR 801-030-0020, parent 1, parent E, professional misconduct 2020 edition.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, further discussion?
This matter has to do with whether an individual appropriately complying with a earlier consent agreement with respect to renewing their individual license in the year 2020.
Okay, any further discussion? For a vote of sufficient evidence, state aye.
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 Those opposed? Any abstentions? Motion has passed.
Okay. The next are going to be some matters of closure, potential closure. So, in the matter of cases 019, reporting 05, 06, 07, 08, 09, 10, 11, 12, and 13, 2019, RPT 05, 13. I make a motion to close the inquiries. No further action.
I'll second the motion.
Any further discussion?
These are matters, reporting matters, lawsuit matters that have been reported on, and whether there's any coding further with this situation.
Okay. Any further discussion? Okay. For a vote of yes to close these reporting inquiries, state aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Any abstentions? Motion has passed. Scott, can I, I'm looking at our matrix. Did we hear a motion on case 20-024? I don't see it on the voting matrix, and that's why I'm inquiring.
I did not make one, though. Bear with me for a minute. I have to refresh my memory on what that case is.
What is the case number again?
20-024. It just wasn't on the voting matrix. I know that we discussed it, but it wasn't on the voting matrix.
I'm drawing a blank on what that case is.
Okay, hold on.
Misquoted the agency case.
Okay.
It was not, when I made the motion, I made the motion under case 20-028. That should have been 20-024.
Okay, so to make sure that we have a good record of this, Scott, I'd like us to redo this motion.
I make a motion to find a finding of sufficient evidence. In the matter of agency case 20-024, I make a motion for finding of sufficient evidence for a violation of 673.320, parent 3, 2019 edition.
I'll second it.
Great. Further discussion?
And this had to do with matters of preparation of tax returns while in lab status.
Great. Thank you. Any further discussion? Okay, for a vote of sufficient evidence, state aye. Aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Any abstentions? Motion has carried. Can we clarify?
This is a question for council. Do we need to retract the vote on 2028?
Well, I'm just going to say, because there is a 2028, so what did
I misquoted a case and used the wrong.
No, I know, but there was a 2028 as well. So
let's just clarify for the record.
Right. Okay, that yes. Yeah, 2028 exists. We voted on it. That's an appropriate citation. The citation was listed twice. Okay.
Great. Thank you.
No. I'm on my way out, so I made it.
This is the record. So on 2024, the vote was
sufficient evidence.
And on 2028, the vote was
sufficient evidence. Yeah, I just wanted to make sure that we had the right case number with the right vote. So for our record, our meeting minutes. Okay.
So, again, the next motion will be for a closure of inquiries. So, in the matter of agency cases 2020-, inquiry, and I'm going to list them off by number, 007, 027, 038, 045, 053, 054, 055, I make a motion to close the inquiries.
I'll second the motion.
Okay. Further discussion?
Again, these were matters that inquiry had been made, and the Compliance Committee recommended closure of these particular cases. There was no reason to open up an investigation, in their opinion.
Great. Okay, any further discussion? For a vote of yes to close these inquiries, state aye. Aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Any abstentions? Motion has passed. Okay, next item is item number 8. Consideration of settlement proposals.
Well, isn't there actually one other item on settlement?
I'm so sorry. Let me go back.
Although it ties in with E.
Yeah, it does. So item C is other motions, compliance with settlement agreements.
Do we want to have staff make a presentation on the proposal?
Yeah, I think that would be good. Kimberly, who's the... Kimberly, do you want to... Anthony. Okay, go ahead, Anthony.
So this one has had to do with an issue with compliance with the previous order. So it's also that we have an agreement where it's stipulated words sent, or and that's just discipline.
In the matter of agency case number 20-027 regarding Mary S. Miller, I make a motion to accept the stipulated order of censure and stipulated final order as presented.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, is there any further discussion? Okay, all in favor of accepting the agreement, state aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Any abstentions? Okay, motion is passed. Okay, now to number eight, consideration of settlement proposals.
Again, I guess with staff presentation first.
Yep.
Okay, this one is also mine.
Okay.
For case 18-007, this case had to do with multiple non-pass peer review results. The settlement agreement calls for restriction of practice, so no more performance audits, $5,000 school penalty, and not 1,000 costs, $1,500 the civil penalty estate, as well as 1,000 costs.
Angie, do we need to vote on these separately?
I was just thinking about that. I mean, I guess it depends on if you want to go through each one. I don't know how many of the are any of these connected. Excuse me.
Somewhat.
Not really, though. It's up to the board how you want to proceed. Normally, we would go through them individually and vote on each one. I don't know if you guys want to, if there were any that you had questions on that you wanted to.
Well, as usual, I have a question on a couple, so.
Okay, so then let's just take them one by one. Okay, so so that was on 18-007. Is there a motion?
In the matter of agency case 18-007, in the matter of Robert Leroy Armstrong and Robert L. Armstrong, B.C., I make a motion to accept the settlement agreement stipulated by the order as presented to us.
I'll second it.
Any further discussion?
So I guess as a question, in paragraph 20 and 21, we talk about that if there's any future investigations, the board votes that there was a violation, unstated items become due. And I got two questions on that. One, that's forever. It's not limited to a period of 10 years or anything like that. So if there's a violation at any time in the future, things become unstated. Is that the intent?
Yes, there's no term limit.
Okay. And then secondarily, and I guess it's a question for council, can we get it on the idea that just the board votes on it, that there's a violation, it doesn't have to be a final order or contested hearing? We just, if we say there's sufficient evidence, that's enough to trigger a violation of this agreement?
That would be some attorney advice that would probably be to discuss and make a decision. So, if you would like, we can go into a second decision if there's that.
I guess I would look to chair and council if that's appropriate. Maybe I vote up more than I needed to.
Well, how, what is the... How would that be, like, Scott, in that you're saying that just the board be able to determine if there was noncompliance? Do you mean, like, it would skip the BOAC and come to the board again, or that?
A normal investigation, it gets to this level where the board says, yeah, there's sufficient evidence for a violation. We haven't structured an agreement on that new future violation. They have an opportunity to have a contested case, they know there isn't a violation. So I was just wondering if the mere fact that we voted that time to say that there was sufficient evidence of a violation, if that's allowed to trigger this to then be in default, that this agreement would be in default.
I see what you're saying. Angie, we should probably chat in executive session on this for a minute to make sure that we're all on board with where this is going.
Okay.
But before we do that, do we want to go through this? And then if there are several of them that we need to talk about in executive session and get direction on, we can do that all at once instead of jumping back and forth? Or should we do it case by case?
Well, I think that language is pretty much every one of these.
Okay. All right. So then let's go ahead and pop into executive session, and then we'll come back to public session.
Okay. I will move our guests to the waiting room for a moment.
Okay.